This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Mark Maxwell Smith, who's a famous TV writer and producer. I said, think of an eight-letter word for a certain musician, switch the order of the second and fourth letters, and you'll get a word for a certain writer. What words are these? And the answer is sitarist and satirist.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would not have gotten that. Now, this challenge, though, it was very popular. There were nearly 900 correct entries, and Terrence Bennett of Upper Black Eddy, Pennsylvania, is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, boy, probably playing in my head since the postcard days, you know, way back with Leanne Hansen. But as a submitter, only since the online times.
Oh, okay. And have you submitted a whole bunch of times?
It's very sporadic, pretty infrequently, probably less than 5% of the time.
Okay. But this time you hit it big.
Yeah. What a nice surprise.
And so what do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I work in higher ed as a librarian at a college. I like to go for long walks or occasionally bike rides, and I do like doing crossword puzzles.
So, and as a librarian, I feel like you are really going to do great at this puzzle. That's what I'm feeling.
Well, it is a myth about our profession that we've read all the books that we're surrounded by.
Well, you've read most of them. I know. You've read most of them. Well, Terrence, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, take it away, Will.
All right, Terrence and Aisha. It's spring, and today I've brought a game of categories based on the word birds. For each category I give, name something in it starting with each of the letters B, I, R, D, and S. For example, if the category were flowers, you might say buttercup, iris, rose, daisy, and snapdragon. Any answer that works is okay, and you can give the answers in any order.
Oh, wow. And you know I don't like birds, Will. Did you know that?
I did not know that, and you're going to hate the first category then, because it is birds.
All right. Well, I love birds, so let me try.
Okay.
Sparrow.
Sparrow? You said sparrow.
There. You got an
Robin.
S.
Robin.
Yes.
Dodo.
There's your D. Dove and duck also work. B and I.
B and I. Bobolink.
Bobolink. Good. Blackbird, bluebird. There's some others. And there's one I in four letters. It appears in crosswords a lot.
Ibis.
You got it. All right. Category two is state capitals.
State capitals. Okay. Raleigh.
Yes.
R. Dover for D.
Yes.
Springfield for F.
Uh-huh. You need B and I.
B and I. Baton Rouge.
Good. All you need is an I. There's just one.
Just one. Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana is right.
Thanks.
And here's your last category. Things you might keep in a medicine cabinet. No brand names.
No brand names. F, sleeping pills?
Sleeping pills, sure.
Razors?
Razors, yes.
B, bandages?
Bandages, yes. You need I and D.
Iodine?
Iodine. Aisha, you're on fire today. All you need is a D now.
Disinfectant?
I'll give you that. Decongestant, dental floss, and deodorant. Those all work. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. We see you got those birds, the first one, the catechus. I don't know what an ibis. I don't know none of those. So I feel like we were able to work together on
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. I very much appreciate your assistance. I could not have done it without you.
Well, thank you. So, Terrence, you did an awesome job. How do you feel?
Relieved that it's over. I guess everybody says that. But I can't believe how surprisingly nervous I was going into this.
Well, you did an awesome job. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Terrence, what member station do you listen to?
I am a proud member of WHYY in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. That's Terrence Bennett of Upper Black Eddy, Pennsylvania. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. He conducts the blog Puzzleria. Name some things you might grow in a garden, move the middle letter to the beginning, and phonetically, the result sounds like part of the human body and an article of clothing that covers it. What words are these? So again, some things that grow in a garden, move the middle letter to the start, and phonetically, you'll get two words. One is part of the human body, and the second word is an article of clothing that covers that part. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, April 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.